Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the January celestial timings for 2016. Happy New Year. What an amazing time, and this is going to be quite the year. So as we start this year, we're going to have the Libra last quarter moon exact at 9:30 p.m. Pacific time on January 1st. So if you're on the East Coast, that'll put it in after midnight on January 2nd. And also Mercury entering Aquarius at 6:21 p.m. Pacific time on January 1st. And this is the just a few days before Mercury's actually stationing retrograde, because also this week on January 5th, Mercury's going to station retrograde right around 1 degree of Aquarius. And then will be retrograde until January 25th, stationing direct at 14:55 Capricorn, very close to the exact degree that Pluto will station direct. Actually, it is the exact degree and minutes that where Pluto's stationing direct in September, on September 26th of this year. So it's highlighting that point. And we'll talk more about that as we get to week three. But basically, Mercury is just kind of barely dipping into Aquarius, activating the very innovative change agent. You know, how do we expand our point of view? Changing our point of view changes our reality. And it reminds me of the saying from Wayne Dyer, who passed away at the end of this last year. And he basically said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And this is very much a part of the Aquarian ideal of as we perceive our reality is how we experience it. So Mercury's making a little activation in this realm and then is stepping back into Capricorn. So in a way, we could think of this as the dipping the toe into the more expansive cosmic perspective and then going back into Capricorn to find ways to make it practical, to make these visions and ideals and dreams and ideas, to find the ways that could bring them into manifestation in this reality, because our vision has been expanded and our perception has been expanded. So then our life and how we experience it will change based on how we're changing how we look at it. So that's the opportunity that's happening here on the first day of January 2016. And with the Libra last quarter moon emphasizing partnership and relationship, how we're relating to ourselves and others, that's also being brought into it. And we could hope that perhaps this is like a seed point for how we can be in conscious equal partnership with the earth, with nature, as well as with each other. And with the crazy happenings in politics and religion and all the different ways that things are going on right now, it seems like we're maybe further away than ever before from that happening. And yet, if we're holding that intention and staying connected to that, that will become our reality. And if you read the introduction to the celestial timings for January, I talked a lot about will and desire and how we manifest, our reality for where we focus our attention. And this also brings me to one of my favorite things to talk about, and that is John Perkins' book, The World Is As You Dream It, and how when we change the dream of our reality, we change our reality. So the more of us that are doing that, the better. And so when we look at January 2nd, and this is also the time when we've got Moon, Mars, and Spica all in a very profound triangle happening on January 2nd and visible in the morning sky, hopefully something you can step out to see. It will also see Jupiter. Well, we won't see this actually because we won't see the North Node, but Jupiter is very close to the exact conjunction. And the moon, So Jupiter in the North Node is a big theme for this whole year of 2016. We'll have three exact passes, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we get to week four. However, Spica and Regulus are two of 15 Bahamian stars, and the moon is passing by Spica, so it activates this magical star and is in the hand of the Virgin Priestess. I've talked about this a lot. There's also audios that you can get more information about Spica on, and it's just another profound way that we're starting the year. We also have the moon catching up to Mars. It's entering Scorpio and is then going to catch up to Mars in the midday, around midday, 11:51 a.m. Pacific time. And that's another activation in the ways that Mars and the moon are, as Mars is completing its current cycle that will end in May. So this is just another infusion. I like to think of it as in this phase of the cycle when Grandmother Moon comes by to give additional insight and counsel to Mars, who is now integrating this long cycle that started in April of 2014. So we have that going on, as well as the Quadratids meteor shower is going to peak on January 4th. And again, Mercury is going to station retrograde. It's going to square Mars. It's also in early Scorpio, station retrograde. And then Venus will be squaring Neptune, and the Sun's going to make its annual conjunction to Pluto on January 5th, and is also in zodiacal alignment with Vega. And then the moon also enters Sagittarius late in the day, so early on January 6th for people in more eastern time zones. So January 5th is a big time, and that's also leading up to what's going on January 6th with the Venus-Moon conjunction at the solar plexus gate, the fifth gate, the third chakra. And there's a star map that's really worth checking out, and hopefully you'll have a clear sky and you can be able to see that. And January 6th is also the day that's known as Epiphany, or the Adoration of the Magi. It was actually originally the day that was celebrated as the birth of Christ, and then the tradition was moved to December 25th. Later. So, and that actually began a tradition of celebrating the 12 days of Christmas. And so this would be kind of near that, the end of that. And so we have this Venus Moon conjunction happening on January 6th, on the day of, Epiphany. It's called Epiphany. So what is the Epiphany that's happening at the solar plexus? Pretty cool to think about. And then Venus is very close to Antares. Saturn is also just past Antares, and Venus and Saturn are going to catch up to each other this month. So we've got this trio that's coming together. Actually, if we include Antares, we've got the moon, we've got Venus, we've got Saturn, and we've got Antares activation. And Antares is a portal, a stargate access point could be thought of maybe as an ascension gate. As well. So very profound time. And Saturn can only come by this part of the sky every 29 and a half years. And that's happening now. And then we have this Venus coming to be with Saturn at this point. So there's a lot that we can imagine in terms of Saturn helping us to navigate in the middle world reality what it takes to be connected to the Stargate, and Venus, the divine feminine, at the solar plexus. How do we stand in our power and connect to the ways that we stand in our power in healthy ways, not to have power over others, not to give our power away, but how do we stand and have our power in a healthy way? And this is a really important feature for anybody who is in their Venus return. If you happen to be turning a multiple of 8 between August 22nd of 2015 and March 31st of 2017, then you are in a Venus return. And so this will be a very significant point, especially if we consider all the energies that are happening on January 5th, because the full window of Venus passing through this gate, it takes about 3 days, January 5th, 6th, and 7th, with the exact point being on the 6th. Now, the Egyptians thought of Antares as a portal to the pyramid mysteries, and they built many temple sites to capture Antares rising either before the sun or after, you know, being in the sky after the sunset. So there were certain ways that they were featuring this particular star. And it has been often connected to Isis and the pyramid mysteries. So there's a lot of light codes that are connected to Antares, and that these planets are gathering information, and they amplify and then resend that energy back to Earth. So when we tune in, when we're open to this, when we get a chance to see it visually or through a star map in meditation or through shamanic journeying, it can be a very powerful transmission that comes from the Moon, Venus, and Saturn that Antares can send to us at this time. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, and then January 7th, we're going to have the Sun square Uranus. So the Sun conjunct Pluto and the Sun square Uranus, we were in this very powerful Pluto-Saturn square. I mean, it's Saturn. Pluto-Uranus square. The opportunity with the Sun activating both of them in this first week of January, really illuminating what is it that's still needing to change, where is it we can still expand our perception and look at things in a new way. And then also on January 7th, Jupiter is stationing retrograde, right around 23 degrees of Virgo, and will be retrograde until May 9th, when it gets back to 13 Virgo. So definitely worth tuning into as Jupiter's in that station point, in the still point, in the expansive place. And because Jupiter is also about renewal of vision, what is the vision that's being renewed with the Virgo mysteries very close to the North Node? And this North Node Jupiter activation in Virgo, it has been since 1624 and 1625 when we've had three passes of Jupiter over the North Node. And so what this means for us collectively is there is some sort of powerful activation happening that has to do with our destiny and how we honor the Earth as sacred, how we honor life as sacred, and how we honor our own life path as sacred. So it's a great way to end this first week of January 2016.